European Peace Corps, Via delle Orfane, 6. Palazzo Biandrate Aldo Brandino of San Giorgio is a building with many stories. Owned by Reale Mutua since 1877, it was once the residence of the ambassadors of the Venetian Republic. After the First War of Monferrato, the Royal Savoy dynasty donated it to Guido Francesco Biandrate Aldobrandino of San Giorgio to compensate him for the goods confiscated by the Gonzagas. And later it became the site of one of the oldest cafes in Turin, the Forneris. Moreover, between the years 1967 and 1970, Palazzo Biandrate became a meeting place for those pacifists who joined the European Peace Corps in 1969. In the late 60s and early 70s, the European Peace Corps started to focus on conscientious objection to military service. In fact, it provided free legal advice to objectors. Among the lawyers who did this were Bianca Guidetti Serra and Giampaolo Zancan. It organized leafletting, parades, round tables, and demonstrations in front of the barracks, so that the names of the young objectors and the reasons for their decision became widely known. The non-violent movement and the radical party were committed to the same cause. Then the European Peace Corps joined the League for the Recognition of Conscientious Objection and took part in anti-militarist marches from Milan to Vicenza and from Trieste to Aviano. After that, every national celebration became a reason for mobilization, for reminding the public of all those conscientious objectors in prison and voicing concern over the increase in military spending. For example, November the 4th, when Italy celebrates national unity and Armed Forces Day in remembrance of the end of World War I, became a time of mourning, and June the 2nd, Republic Day, could no longer be celebrated by a military parade, since, according to our constitution, our democratic republic is founded on work. These protests did not go unnoticed. The police often had to intervene to defend the demonstrators from violent extremists. But on the 2nd of June 1970, two neo-fascists struck a young man and the police just stood by.